Okay, today's daf is Yivamis, daf Ayin Aleph, as we are into Perek Ha'arel, and we'll talk about a sugya that I think we might have touched on in the past, I don't remember exactly, but not recently, and that's the sugya of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara here discusses on Ayin Aleph Mabez, Avram Avinu. Rav says, Lo nitna priyas mila la Avram Avinu. We know that mila has at least two parts. One is the mila, the cutting of the foreskin off, and number two is the priya, the pulling back of the skin that's left, to make sure that it stays uncovered. That's the mila and the priya. The Gemara said earlier, we had in the sugyas of mila and geirus, that mol velo taval, ki'ilu lo mol velo para, is also ki'ilu lo mol. We have to have mila and we have to have priya. So the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was not given the halacha of priya. Avraham Avinu, we know, was the first person to do bris mila when he was 99 years old. So the Gemara says, Lo nitzna priyas mila la Avraham Avinu. That was not given to Avraham Avinu. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vo'esahi amar Hashem el Yoshua. At that moment, in the times of Yoshua, Hashem says, Asei lecha charvos tsurim, make yourself charvos tsurim, some type of sharp instrument. And at the end of the pasuk is, Vishuv mol of b'nei Yisrael shenis. And be mal them shenis. What shenis? The Gemara darshins, that must be now I'm giving you the halacha of priya, but you didn't have it earlier. That's the shenis. Then the Gemara goes into v'doma hanach delo mal. Maybe this is just referring to the people who didn't get bris mila yet, not referring to priya. Dichsiv kimulim how you call amayotzim. All the people that went out of Mitzrayim had mila, and the people who didn't, who weren't in Mitzrayim that were born later, did not have bris mila yet. So maybe it's just referring to those people. So the Gemara says, "Emkein, my shuv." Now, what does shuv mean? Shuv sounds like there's another thing going on for people who already had something. So it must be talking about priya. El olav lepriya. And ma shenis. What is shenis? The Gemara says, "What he dash over the word shenis?" Okay, we dash in the word shuv. So we dash the word shenis also. Okay, so that's the Gemara that priya was not given to Avram Avinu. So we showed him here. Tosas imramascha lo. Umi kal makom. Avraham para milasan avagav shalom etztavu. Even though he wasn't given, he wasn't told the halacha of priya, he did it. He did it. Why? Shene kidamer bereishis rabba. As it says in bereishis rabba, or we have it in Yuma and Daf Chavches, that Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs. Even Erev Tavshilin, which is a mitzvah derabbanan, Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs, and therefore, even though he wasn't told, he didn't have a chiyuv to do priya, or he even wasn't given to him, he was mechuyev in mila. Right? He was mechuyev in mila. Besides the Shrebbe Sub, B'nai Noach, as we know, Avram got a couple of extra mitzvahs, and Yitzchak and Yaakov, they all got a couple of extra mitzvahs. But the Tosfos says that he did it anyway. V'yim Tomer Yas Tosfos, Im lo nitna priya ad Yehoshua. If it's really true that there was no halacha of priya until Yoshua, heichi gamrinan minei. Then how is he the source of this halacha? Right, we know a navi can't make up a new mitzvah, a new rule. Ha gamrina, ha ksiv, don't we know? Eila ha mitzvah, shei navi resha lechadish shavar me'ata. It says in the Gemara in a few places, a navi can't make up and give us a new mitzvah. So how could you say that there's a mitzvah priya that was given to Yoshua ben Nun, and that's where the halacha of priya starts? A navi can't start anything new. And then the first daf in Megillah talks about this. Can't make up new letters. Answers the Tosfos. V'yesh lomar to halacha l'moshe b'sinayhu. Really, it was halacha l'moshe b'sinay. V'yoshua asmachei akra. And Yeshua ben Nun had a hint to it in the pasuk, but really it was halacha l'moshe b'sinay going back. That's why it's not mefurish in the Torah. So this is halacha l'moshe b'sinay. Priya. So let's get into the discussion of halacha l'moshe b'sinai in general, and hopefully we'll get back to this discussion. Again, I think we've mentioned this in the past, but today we'll talk about it because it has to do with priya, yevamis daf ayin aleph. We know the Rambam tells us in the Hakdamat Depirshim Mishnayis that there are five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Says the Rambam, the first two sound pretty similar, but there's a difference between them. The first one the Rambam calls Pirushim Hamakubalim Mi Pi Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Pirushim that go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. That is not what we call category two, halacha l'moshe misinai. That's category two. Category one is Pirushim that go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. For example, the Gemara tells us in Lulav HaGazal that Pri Eitz Hadar, the beautiful fruit that we have to take on Sukkot, is a esrog. How do we know it's an esrog? So the Gemara goes through, back and forth, but we end up saying, if everybody agrees that the beautiful fruit that is mentioned in the Torah is an Esrog. How do we know that? There are many beautiful fruits. It doesn't say anywhere that that's called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But that's a Pirish HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Nobody's argued with that Lamaisa since Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Priyei Tzadr is an Esrog. Or the Rambam's the other example is Ayin Tach HaZayin, an eye for an eye. So we know that that means money. We don't do an eye for an eye literally. We don't pass in like the Hammurabi code, right? We eye for an eye, like most societies out there, Paskin, it's financial. It's mammon. It's not, how do we know that? It doesn't say anywhere, Allah Moshe B'Sinai. That's a Pirish HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. It goes all the way back. Then category two is Allah Moshe B'Sinai. Category three is the largest category, all the halachas adina that we learn out through the Midos, Sha'atorin and Reshes Bohen. Kavachom, Xer Shava, Hekish, Dover Alamin, Yano, and all others in between. All the Midos, Sha'atorin and Reshes Bohen, that's the largest category. And then four and five, four is Takanos, and five are Xeros. So those are the five categories of Torah Shel Peh, including both Daraisa Dinim and Dinim Durabanan. What's the difference between category one and category two? How do you know if something is Pirsha Makubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halach Moshe B'Sinai? So that's the Rambam's own question. He says, if I gave you 100 years, would you have been able to figure this one out from the text of the Torah? That's the difference. Pirushma Makubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, yes. A beautiful fruit, and Esrog is a beautiful fruit. It's one of the options. You know, it's not totally new and made up. I ain't talking about an eye for an eye. Most legal systems of the world paskin that way, that it's kesef, and it's money, it's not literal. So those you might have been able to figure out. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there is no way. It's not alluded to in the Torah anywhere. It's something totally that I would not have known. Right? And Kizayis is the shear for everything. How do you know that? Why should that be the shear for everything? A wall is 10 tefachim high. That's totally new. Priyas Mila. Who says that you have to do Priya? That's something new. The Torah says you have to do Mila. You have to cut off the foreskin. Who says that there's a halacha that you have to push down the extra skin that's there? Right? Who says that? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So that is background. What is the definition of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? But then we get into the lumdis of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which gets us into today's discussion of Priya. And that comes up, let's discuss a couple of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Beis that there is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that an Arel Kohen, we're in Perakah Arel, can't do the Avodah. Doesn't say anywhere explicitly in the Torah that a Kohen, who is an Arel, cannot do the Avodah, but you learn that from Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Pasuk only says Zar. Pasuk says a non-Kohen. What about a Kohen who is uncircumcised? He's not allowed to do Bris Milah. The Gemara says we know that from a Pasuk in Yechezkel, right? Kol ben Nechar Arel Lev Arel Basar Lo Yavo Amikdash Yilushar Seini. So says the Gemara, same question Tos was asked. How can Yechezkel tell us this halacha? Right? It wasn't there beforehand. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Do you get Malkus? Does an Arel Kohen get Malkus for doing the Avodah? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi says in Sanhedrin Daf Pedalin, no. And that makes sense. Because we know the rule usually is for Malkus. You need a pasuk in the Torah with one of four words. Hishomer, pen, al, or lo. You need Beferish, lav in the Torah, in order to get Malkus. And if it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, it's not Beferish anywhere. And therefore, Rashi says, Sanhedrin Daf Pedal, you don't get Malkus. But if you look in the Rambam and Nichlas B'yas Mikdash, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, Ha'arel Ha'reyu K'ben Nechar, Shinemar K'ben Nechar, Ha'arelev Ha'arel Basar, Lefichach, Arel Sha'avad, Chila Lavodah, so Veloke. Rambam says you get Malkus. How could Rambam say you get Malkus? It's not Mefurish anywhere. It's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. How could Rambam tell us that an Arel Kohen gets Malkus? Question one. Maybe the answer is by looking at another area of halacha, totally different area of halacha, but we also find Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We know the Torah tells us the halachas of Arla and Ravai. First 3 years, the fruit are off limits. That's Arla. Interesting. Arel. But Arla. And the fourth year is Ravai. Fourth year is Ravai. That we have to redeem the fruit and bring it to Yerushalayim, the same halachas as Maaser Sheni. Ubashana HaRaviyas, the Torah tells us in Vayikra, Yekol Peryo Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Kiddushin that Arla applies even in Chutz Laaretz. Even in Chutz Laaretz. Most of the mitzvahs of Tulias Baaretz, all of them only apply to Eretz Yisrael. Truma and Meiser and Chala. But Arla seems not to be a mitzvah tefillah ba'aretz, because there's halacha Moshe b'Sinai that it applies in Chutz La'aretz. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? Is there Ravai? That's not Mefurish anywhere. Is there Ravai? We know there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? Says the Rambam, Menichot Macholos Asuros Machlokes. Usually the Rambam doesn't quote Machlokes. He just quotes what his shita is. Once in a while, the Rambam will quote the shita of the Gaonim. Says the Rambam, Yirali. Yirali always means his own Svara. Yirali, She'ein did narrate Ravai. No, but Chutz La'aretz. I think not. I think it doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz. Ella Ochal Perishon Ravias below Pidyon Klau. No Pidyon. There's not. There's Alach Moshe B'Sidai. The Gemara says Arla. Ravai is not mentioned, so no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. Shelo Amru Ella Ha'arla. Kavachomer Advar Meneh is a Kavachomer. And then he quotes Vahoru Mixas Gaonim Shekerem Ravai Levado Poded Oso B'Chutz La'aretz V'Yacharkach Yemuter Bachila. There are some Gaonim that say Ravai, at least Kerem Ravai, applies to Chutz La'aretz. Ve'im L'davar Ze'ikar. I said the Rambam says I don't know where this comes from. So it's obviously not based on sources. The Rambam says Yirali. So what's the Svara behind this machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim? Explains Reb Chaim in his commentary, Machalos Asuras, Perek Yud, Halacha Tezvav. Says Reb Chaim, there are two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, in classic Brisker style. Two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. One type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which is what we alluded to before, and that is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's something totally new. Something that I would never have thought of in the past. A new category of Halacha. What we might call a halacha Moshe B'Sinai ha-mechadeshes. That's mechadesh, something that I would not have known beforehand. But then there's a second type of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai ha-mefareshes. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai that tells me, well, the Torah talks about a certain institution. I'm going to expand that institution. You thought the understanding of that institution was explanation A, but the halacha Moshe B'Sinai teaches me expand that already existing institution into explanation B. That's two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Says Reb Chaim, that's the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Gaonim. The Gaonim say there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz, and there's Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. And the Rambam says there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? So explains Reb Chaim. According to the Rambam, Arla, Arla's Chutz La'aretz, is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai ha-mechadeshes. It's something totally new that I didn't know before in Arla and Chutz La'aretz. So what do you say about something totally new? In L'chaba el chidusho. You learn Arla and Chutz La'aretz, that's all you learn. What do the Gaonim say? Arla. We know Arla. We have Arla in Eretz Yisrael. When the Torah tells me there's Arla and Chutz La'aretz, it must be expanding the definition of Arla. I thought there was only Arla in Eretz Yisrael. Now I know there's even Arla in Chutz La'aretz. But if it's the same Arla, then there'll automatically be Ravai too. Because in Eretz Yisrael, there's Arla and there's Ravai. Third year, first 3 years, and fourth year. So it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim. How do you understand the halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Arla's Chutz La'aretz? The Yish Lafarish halacha de Arla noegas b'Chutz La'aretz b'Trei Gavni. The halo havadai de Arla's Chutz La'aretz v'Arla's Eretz Yisrael trei milin inu v'chaluki b'dineihem. Right, there is a difference in halacha, where we pass in Sveika Mutter by Arla's Chutz La'aretz. Ela Detzarach Iyun, when it is knowing in Chutz La'aretz, im hi bechlal Arla haksuva batorah, right, is it included? Meaning, when it says in the Torah, when you come to the land, do Arla, maybe that doesn't mean only in the land. It means when you come, then it means everywhere in the world. De ikra halacha ba ligiluye yakra. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai is coming to uncover and explain the pasuk. Diavagad the komisos atliyas baris inohegas el ba'aretz. Aval arla shiny v'nohegas b'chol makom. V'im kim gam arlas chutz laris nechalop akra to arla. Arlas chutz laris is included. Oh, the name. Or do I say no? This is arla, and they're very different. There's arlas eretz Yisrael, and that's in the Torah. And there's arlas chutz laris that is not in the Torah. But that is the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Gaonim. This is exactly what we might go back now. The machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi about R.L. Kohen doing the avoda, and here it goes the other way again. You don't have to say every halacha Moshe B'Sinai is the same. Remember, the Rambam said that an R.L. Kohen gets malchus, and Rashi says an R.L. Kohen doesn't get malchus. We said, is it Rashi right? Because an R.L. Kohen doing the avoda is not mefurish anywhere. Ah, the Rambam must hold that's Rashi. that Arla Arel of a Kohen doing the Avodah is a halakha should be seen. I have mechadesh. It's something totally new. Says the Rambam, really Arla Arel of a Kohen doing the Avodah is a halakha should be seen. Hamifareshes. What does that mean? It's expanding the definition of a previously known concept. What concept? The Rambam says Beferish. We don't even need have to lumdicize this. The Rambam says Beferish. The Rambam says Arel Sha'avad Chilel Avodaso Veloke Kizor Sha'avad. What's the definition of a Zar? I thought a Zar was a non-Kohen. Right? The Rambam is telling me, you know what a Zar is? Anyone who is not a circumcised Kohen. Right? If he's not a circumcised Kohen, then he's a Zar. Whether he is an uncircumcised Kohen or he's Yisrael. They are both not a circumcised Kohen. And therefore, when the Torah says a Zar is going to get Malkus, so now the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tells me that not only includes Yisrael, it includes a Kohen Arel that's Avad. It's not our topic now, but you could also expand this also, in other areas as well. You can say, what's the definition of a Kohen? What did we just say so far? A circumcised Kohen. You might also add a clothed with the Big Day Kahuna circumcised Kohen. And if he's not clothed with the Big Day Kahuna, he's a Zar. Remember the Gemara in Zvachim? Bizman she Big Dayim Aleihem, Kuhunasam Aleihem. Ein Big Dayim Aleihem, Ein Kuhunasam Aleihem. You might say, I'm not taking a stand on this now, the definition of a Kohen is a clothed, hand and feet washed, circumcised Kohen. Right? You might say if he didn't wash his hands and feet in the Kiyar, then he's also a Zar. So again, all of these are expansions of that. But there are other areas of halacha where we might say halacha Moshe B'Sinai comes up, and one of them is right here. Right? The Artosis. Artosis says that Priya is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The question is, what type of halacha Moshe B'Sinai would this be? Rav Shechter in Eretz Hasvi quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who had the following suffix. What if I'm only doing Priya? If somehow I did the Mila already, and now I'm going to have to go back, I forgot to do the Priya. I'm doing the Priya now because Mal Velo, Park Yil Lo Mal. What bracha do you make on the Priya? Do you make the bracha of Ala Mila? You didn't do the mitzvah yet. If you had a hefzik, you probably have to make a new bracha. Right? If you didn't do the whole mitzvah. So what bracha? Could you make the bracha of Ala Mila on Priya? Is Priya part of the mitzvah of Mila? Or is Priya something else? Right? That's the question. Rav Soloveitchik, Yesh L'Estave, Begeder Hach Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. How do you understand the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Priya by Mila? Is that telling me there's something called Mila in the Torah, and now I'm coming up with something new called Priya? Or is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai expanding the definition of what the mitzvah of Mila is? Is Mila now including two parts? Mila and Priya. That's what we spoke about this. I think we spoke about this way back in Masechah Shabbos in the 19th parak, in the Blaz of the Mila, when we spoke about Mila. So we might have had a shiur about this, but that was a long time ago, and we're reviewing. Anyway, but now this is where the context is of the Halakha Moshe B'Sinai of Priya. So that's the Shaila. So if you say it's part of the Mitzvah Mila, then the Bracha of Ala Mila should work. But if it's something new, then this is not Mila, this is Priya. And therefore, it would be something different. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Yeradeya, Reish Bem Tes, in Levarech es Nusach al Hamila, kishachozer al tzitzin ha-ma'akman es ha-priya. L'chara hayinira de lo yavarech. You shouldn't, because Priya Pashtus, Mila means cutting, and Priya means pulling back. So maybe you shouldn't, right? Or unless you say that Chazal instituted this as part of the larger discussion. One more, maybe we could fit in. Shabbos. We know the Lamates Malachas of Shabbos. And one of the malachas is the malacha of Hotza'ah. The malacha of Hotza'ah, carrying from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRabim, and Rishas HaRabim to Rishas HaYachid. The Gemara tells us that also on Shabbos, Tzadi Vav Amabez, is Ma'avir. Ma'avir. Ma'avir Dalet Amos within Rishas HaRabim. Right? That is also included in Malacha Shabbos. Hotza'ah is the Amalacha mentioned, Ma'avir Mirishus L'Rishus. That's mentioned in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel. Ma'avir Mirishus L'Rishus. And Ma'avir, the Gemara says later on, and the Tzadi Vav, is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Ritva says that it is a Tolda. The Ritva, that Tzadi Vav Mabez, right, that it's a Tolda, because why wouldn't it be in the Mishnah? Right, the Mishnah lists off the 39 Avos Malachos. If Ma'avir Dalaram was Rosh Hashanah was an Av, then it should also be in the Mishnah. And if it is an Av and it's just not in the Mishnah, also you get 40. The question is, what about Malchus for Ma'avir Dalaramus? What about Malchus? So the Ran on the Mishnah, Daf Ayin Gimel, says that Ma'avir is in the Mishnah. It's a tolta of motzi, but he says, Lefisha dalaramos shel adam, not malchus, I'm sorry, take it back. You're not getting malchus for Shabbos, right? This the question is categorization. There's malchus for Yontif. Shabbos is kares and skila. There's no malchus. There's not a lot. So the question is just categorization, right? Av, tolta. So the Ran says, Ma'avir dalaramos is in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel. No, it's not. Hotzah is there, going from one rishus to another rishus. Oh, it says the Ran, Ma'avir, every person has his own daladamas. So when you go out of your own daladamas, you are being Ma'avir, me rishus la rishus. Lefisha daladamas shal adem rishusain. Umisha motzi chus la daladamas, habili motzi me rishus la rishus. V'chi amrina la kaman, and that which it says later on, says the Ran, the daladamas rishus rabim hilchas a gemira la, hainu l'chayiv ba midin motzi. It's Hotzah. Meaning, it's machlokas rishonim. How do you understand that? Is there something called hotza'a? That's the av. And then there's something new, a new category called ma'avir dalaramos rishasarabim, right? Carrying within four amos. Or the halacha moshe misinai teaches me that the malacha of hotza'a doesn't only mean public to private to public. I mean going out of your rishus, your conceptual rishus, and that's your own daladamas. Again, there's a lot more here, other examples, but whenever you have halacha moshe misinai, you always have to ask the question, is this teaching me a new halacha, a new institution, or is it expanding on an already existing institution? And that is nafkamina, how do you understand this Tosfos here, where Tosfos says that priya, priyas mila, is a halacha la moshe misinai. Okay, we'll stop here.